I promised to use some minutes to talk about true conversion. Conversion is a very important subject in the Bible. When John the Baptist, when Jesus started the ministry, conversion was a very important word. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, we hear about John the Baptist when he started his ministry. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." And when Jesus started his public ministry in Mark 1:15, he said almost the same, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." And all the way through the New Testament, we hear that many of those preaching, they tell people that they have to repent to change their life, to follow Jesus. And I think we're doing it differently today. For example, in the open air, yesterday we went to at Eager Target. We did it differently, the three of us. But I think it's important that we encourage people to repent and follow Jesus. And we are doing it with simple words, very clearly, so that they know what we want of them. Sometimes I heard it could be pastors or preachers in a church, or it could be in an open air. When you finish a message and you want to encourage people to do something, then you sometimes could do like this. And now you have the possibility, perhaps you are interested more in this message I talk to you. You can do several things. You can go to church on Sunday, find a good church, or you can talk to some of my friends around here. We have lots of books and leaflets here. You could read some of them, or you could go to the internet. There are very good sites about Christianity, or you can talk to me or my friends here around, or perhaps you know a Christian back home, or and some all that stuff. Don't do that. It's good things, all of them, but choose one or two, because if you want to tell people what to do next, they want to know what to do next. So, for example, in the open air, or if you preach at a meeting, you could, in a simple and clear way, say, "And now I talk to you about Jesus, and just where you are standing now, you can pray to Jesus, ask him to become your best friend, ask him into your heart. And you, now I would like to ask you to take one of these leaflets I've got here. Come forward, please." And that's it. All the other things could happen next. And your teammates, they know that they can get into conversations to those people standing around. But don't tell them all these opportunities, but tell them what you want. Never try and manipulate with people. I have seen at some open airs, sometimes when you ask them to come forward and say, "If you want one of my leaflets here, please come and take them." I have seen at several occasions where I was not in charge, that some of the Christians, some of the teams, they would come forward and take one of the leaflets. Because they think, "Oh, it's easier for the others to come if I do." No, don't do that. I don't like that, because it's trying to manipulate other people. So if you are in an open air at one of your open air spots, just ask people if they want to. If nobody responds, just start conversations with those standing around. Just don't panic. As a preacher, you are not a failure if nobody comes. Other times, perhaps 20 people come and want more leaflets than that you have got, actually. But no problem. Talk to them. But I think we have to be honest in what we are doing. When we are talking about repentance or conversion, it's only God's work. We are the witnesses, just like I talked about. We are called to share the good news, and then the rest is the work of the Holy Spirit. We are not called to convince anybody. We are not called to change people's hearts or change their minds or make them Christians. It's none of our business. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's very important. And another thing about repentance or conversion, it's not the beginning. If somebody becomes a Christian and says, yes, I want to follow Jesus, then we shouldn't think, wow, now he reached the goal. No, he started the journey. He started the life with Jesus. So it's just the start, actually. And he'll be, just as I mentioned in my former preaching, he's starting like a baby. And he doesn't know very much about the Christian life or about the Bible or about praying or about being a church. So now he or she is a baby, and take good care of this person. And sometimes we think that when we ask people to become a Christian, they have something else in mind. Because sometimes when you say, oh, I would encourage you to follow Jesus. And some people, they ask me, oh, do I then promise to go to church every Sunday morning the rest of my life? I could never do that. Because they perhaps think something else than you do. Therefore, it's important, like I said before, do it clearly and simple so they know what you do. And repentance, it's not just praying a specific prayer with you. It's not just saying the word, yes, I want to follow Jesus. And it's not just a way of changing their life. Some Danes, they think if people just stop using swear words, then they are proper people and perhaps some kind of Christians. No, it's not just a way of changing their behavior. It would be the same to train a pig at a farm to be more nice and clean it in the shower. Would it change it inside or outside, actually? No. It will still be the same pig, and it will be as unclean in a few minutes as it used to be before. So that's not what we want when we talk about repentance and conversion. It's not training people a new behavior, but it's a work of God, a work by the Holy Spirit in their hearts to follow Jesus, first of all, and living a life with Jesus and with other Christians. Sometimes we would say that repentance is turning 180 degrees. You are going in one direction, and then conversion or repentance is going the different direction. And, well, there's a lot in that. It's not all the details, but it's a way of thinking about repentance. Part of repentance is confessing you are a sinner, admitting your sinners, confessing them in a prayer, and then receiving God's forgiveness for your sins. Or repentance, it's a new focus on Jesus. It's opening your heart and your eyes, and you can see Jesus. It doesn't happen by your own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a new life, a new walk together with Jesus and together with a Christian fellowship in a family of God. And then many times in the Bible, we see how is a life in repentance, a life with Jesus. It's a changed life. And very many times, Jesus is talking about the fruit in people's lives. So when I said before, it's conversion or repentance is not just saying yes or praying a specific prayer or trying to change something. By your fruit, by their fruit, you'll know, Jesus said many times. The fruit in people's lives will show how their heart is or how our heart is, because it's the same with us. John the Baptist talked about it when he was preaching. Jesus talked about it. Paul talks a lot about it in, for example, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, about the fruit of the Spirit in the life of a Christian. So, in a short way, of course, there are many more details that those I already shared. But in short, I think in English, that's a good way to remember what true repentance or true conversion is all about. It's an A, B, C. And admit you are a sinner. Believe or trust in God. And confess your sin for him and receive his forgiveness. So an A, B, C. That helped me sometimes to remember what is that all about. And then, of course, it is a life together with Jesus. It's not just what happens once, and then everything is in order for the rest of your life. But it's a life together with Jesus where that happens over and over again. Because even as a Christian, we are still sinners. So we have again to admit and confess and trust God for his forgiveness. And I think that's important. It's also important when we think about new people who receives Jesus. They'll fall in sin again, like I do. So a new Christian is not perfect, like you are not perfect. Because I've seen some churches, they're so frustrated when they got new Christians in, because they are still using improper words in church. They still wear strange hair, strange clothes. They don't look like us. They don't behave like us. They're not as friendly as us. Or boring, perhaps. But it's not all these things that's important. It's in their heart. One of my old friends, he's dead now. He was converted when he was 73. It's not often we meet people converting when they are in their 70s. But he used to be quite bad guy, and he had, I tell you, he had words you wouldn't like to take them to church, but he did. And sometimes people, they were, isn't he a Christian? Oh, he's not a Christian yet. He was a Christian. He was one of the best evangelists I ever met, because he couldn't stop tell everybody he met that Jesus changed his life. But sometimes it was with terrible words. because that was part of him for 70 years, to use bad words. But it was not to take words away, but it was changing from inside by the Holy Spirit. It changed a little bit before he died, but it was not the most important, the outside, but inside he was changed by Jesus. He loved Jesus. And he couldn't stop telling about him. I hope we'll have it the same way. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for lots of people coming to you around the world. And thanks for people coming to you in Oslo, in Norway, in Copenhagen and Denmark. And Lord, we really want to pray for our towns and cities, that you'll use us as witnesses about you. We ask you that you'll open people's hearts for the best news ever about salvation by grace in you. And Lord, we want to ask you that you'll change people's hearts and lives. There's so many people in need. And Jesus, we want to ask you, use us. Amen.